You're listening to SBS News.
You are competing with different flags on your chest, but you are competing together for one Invictus generation. You are the unconquered generation.
That's Prince Harry officially opening the fourth Invictus Games at the Sydney Opera House forecourt. Less than 24 hours later, representatives from five nations sat down to establish how they could work together to tackle some of the biggest issues facing veterans and serving defence personnel. Veterans Affairs ministers from Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the United States and Britain agreed to work collaboratively and cooperate on strategies that support and care for defence and veteran communities. Australia's Veterans Affairs Minister, Darren Chester, says it's important for the countries to work together.
Our soldiers have fought together through many conflicts, so the fact that we're working together now to support veterans makes a lot of sense. There's a shared experience there, so we need to work together on those difficult challenges. But we've got to recognise there's a lot of positives come out of military service as well. The resilience, the values, the character traits and the teamwork and the leadership, all great things that our ADF personnel can then go on to other great roles in the community. So Invictus is about the unconquered spirit and us working together as nations to achieve great things together with our veterans and their families.
Mental health is of particular concern, with almost half of the 500 athletes competing at the Invictus Games in Sydney experiencing a mental illness. Nikki Fairburn was serving in the New Zealand Air Force and Navy. She was involved in a motorbike accident 30 years ago, and while she has physically recovered from the incident, she now experiences anxiety and depression. Ms. Fairburn says the pain caused her to turn to alcohol.
I was under a lot of pressure with the different courses and everything we're doing, and my head and my brain was just not coping with it. And unbeknown to me at the time, I was pretty invincible back in those days, is that I was suffering quite a bit from anxiety and depression. And back in those days, it was pretty cheap for alcohol on the armed forces base, so that was my medication back in those days.
But Ms. Fairburn from Dunedin, New Zealand, appreciates that alcohol wasn't a healthy solution.
I think it got to the realisation for me when it was, I've got to stop taking all this alcohol. I've got to get back into the straight and narrow. And so I was doing a degree, so I stopped drinking altogether. And then I was like, am I meant to be sad like this? Is this how it's meant to be? Am I always so anxious that I can't talk to people? Or going into an exam, I'm just shaking, physically shaking. I was that anxious.
Ms. Fairburn says better understanding of mental health has allowed for it to be discussed more openly and publicly.
So much more acceptable to be able to say that you are having problems, that there is something not quite working in the head, and you need as much help as possible. And a lot of people recognise it. So you may not recognise it yourself, that you are, it's not working, you're just not clicking, or you may be anxious, or you may be extra mean to your children, or you might be flying into tempers for no apparent reason or whatever. You may not notice it yourself, but your workmates might come on and go, hey, do you realise that this is what's happening? Maybe you need, we could do something to help. Do you need any help with this? Can we help in any way? So this is a lot more accepted.
Being able to talk about mental challenges is one of the key messages Prince Harry promotes through the Invictus Games. The Prince founded the initiative and has a deep connection with the movement. Prince Harry says he's been talking to competitors and their families to gain a better understanding of what they face.
With the help of medical science, the Invictus generation has not only survived injuries that in past conflicts would have been fatal, but have also chosen to fight back from the darkest of places to be here tonight. They have shown us the true meaning of resilience. When they have been open about their hidden emotional and mental wounds, the Invictus generation has shown us that in today's world, being tough means being honest about how we feel both inside and out.
Laurie Lewira, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.